at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Amen. So there's a mega grace, a great grace, that's going to put the headstone, that's going to finish this thing off. And the whole purpose is that no flesh can glory. No one can say, look what I did. I'm the one prayed. I'm the one decreed. I'm the one said it. I'm the one that gave. I'm the one that did. No, God said, no. It's going to be by my spirit, saith the Lord, where God himself will receive the glory. Amen. So the spirit of God in that verse, if I may, refer it to the main emphasis being on power and on might. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, you got it. But just because you got it, doesn't mean that God wants you just to be flaunting it. Amen. You're a bull in a china shop because you got it. You just going on scaring everybody. Boo! Get out my way. Flexing on everybody. I don't want that. But you have that. And you've seen out there, people have it. And they misuse it. They misuse liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. Amen. For an occasion to the flesh. But God doesn't want that. That's not God's will. Amen. So the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, in that first part of that verse, the main emphasis is on the power and authority, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ. If, again, I may distinguish this here, even though they are one, but different distinctions or manifestations. The Spirit of Christ has to do with the divine nature, specifically manifested in Christ when he walked the earth. How did he deal with folks? How did he respond to situations? If you notice something about his life, all the dunamis that he carried, he never did anything that he didn't see his father do. He was dependent totally upon his father. He could, when the devil said, turn these stones to bread, he could have turned every stone to bread and then some. He could have done all that, but he did. He chose not to because his role, he knew what he needed to finish was not to express that, but rather to express dependence, to give us an example to follow while we are on this planet. You know, a lot of people that have money, many people that have a lot of money, it's funny how, unless you know them, a lot of times you wouldn't even know they had a dime. Because they don't drive 10 different cars. You know, it depends on where you are. But I mean, as a rule, people that really, what are we saying? Because they've gone past a certain stage. You know, just like when you were growing up, you know, everything was about looking good. Right, looking good. I mean, it should still be about looking good in a sense. But, you know, back early, you was out to impress. Now you ought to be out to impress God. Amen. And more so looking good in your spirit. Amen. Amen. But you understand what I mean. The process of growing up, you go through phases. You go through stages. Just like as we grow in Christ, you know, when you find out you have authority, you have power. You know, you sometimes you misuse it. Sometimes you mess it up. Sometimes you use it properly. But as you grow beyond that, you see a bigger picture. And it's not so much what you can do as much as what you are to become. Amen. Let me say it again. Amen. There comes a stage, a phase in life where what you can do is not as important as what you are becoming. See, in the world, people can do a lot of stuff, but their life is whack. They're messed up. You know, but they present themselves as wonderful. But see, we need to grow past that stage, just presenting ourselves to what do you really carry? Who are you really? And see, that has to do with the Spirit of Christ. Now, the Spirit of Christ is the divine nature specifically manifesting in the life of Jesus. Remember the little wristbands? What would Jesus do? That's important for us. What would Jesus do? How would Jesus respond? What would Jesus say in a situation like this? How would he handle this? The nature and personality of Jesus. See, we follow a lot of people. You know, Paul said it this way, follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, as you see the nature of Christ, follow his nature. Amen. Learn how to humble yourself. Amen. Learn how not to vaunt yourself, how not to be arrogant. Amen. And haughty. See, we don't even prosper. Listen, this is very important. We don't prosper by asserting our rights. Now, we do warfare prayer, and that's the right place for it, because we're not taking prisoners in warfare prayer. Come on, when we're up here praying, when one of the elders or somebody has, a pastor or somebody has a mic or whomever may be leading in prayer, don't be begging God and don't be asking if it be your will and, you know, stuff like that. You know, people that are sick in the hospital, don't you go to see them if you pray if it be the will of God. Don't pray for me if I'm sick and you be talking about if it be the will of God to heal me. No, get out of here. Leave me alone. You messing me up. Now you come and pray some warfare prayer over me. You come and rebuke sickness and disease and infirmity. Maybe God has a higher plan, but I know this is what I'm to do. Because these are spirits. Peradventure, God will raise you up and heal you. Healing is the children's bread. But now in warfare, in that dimension, in that realm, I'm not compromising with enemy spirits. We understand the will of God is his will to establish his kingdom. Amen. The kingdom of God has suffered violence and the violent take it. But now when it comes to this realm, there's the Spirit of Christ. You can't be getting into arguments with your boss all the time in Jesus' name, even when you're right. He don't know. He don't know Jesus. All he knows is that you're insubordinate. And you go to church here. Wonder what they're teaching them over there at that church. They don't understand. So we have to approach things here differently. Now, this is where your cross comes in. Because in our flesh, see, flesh right away. I see some of y'all already, your jaw to drop. See, flesh don't want to put up with. Come on. In our flesh don't want to put up with. Flesh don't want to hurt. Flesh don't want to be disappointed. Flesh hates the word no. Huh? Flesh hate for you to disagree. Flesh is very opinionated. In your flesh there dwelleth no good thing. So you have to crucify him to enter into this grace. I'm telling you, if you'll renounce him, nail him to that cross, and when God's will is one way and your will is the other way, choose God's will, because it's your choice and nobody can take your life and God won't make you, but you choose to, you are headed to a dimension of higher life. All the time, when you make those choices, God is taking you higher. Now, to the world, it looks like you're losing. They think you're a loser, but they don't understand that you have broad rivers and streams around your fortress. They don't see it. They think they could just walk up and in there, but they see they're walking up on God. They don't understand. He's your guardian. He's your sentry. He's the one that watches over you that don't sleep or slumber. They don't understand. They think you easy pickings. They think you a dummy. They think your meekness is weakness, but they don't understand that God is the broad streams. God is the one. They don't see him. But oh, when they encounter him, they're going to wonder what happened. They don't know. God said, touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Leave my children alone. Don't touch my sheep. Hello? That's why God says, I want you harmless like doves. I want you like a sheep among wolves. In other words, life or the odds are stacked against you. God says, that's the way I want it. Because I'm going to do a work in your day that even you, it's going to be hard for you to believe what I did. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like shouting right here. Oh, hallelujah. I feel a shout coming on. I said, it's going to be hard for you to believe. You're going to have to check yourself. You're going to find yourself just sitting meditating. Now, wait a minute. I know it was like this. And then I don't, Lord Jesus. Well, one day I'm going to understand how he did that. But right now, I'm just going to rejoice in it. I'm just going to give him the praise. I'm going to just give him the glory. I'm going to just honor him. Hallelujah. See, there's a grace that is proportioned or portioned for you. It awaits you. But it will come through the Spirit of Christ. We don't prosper by asserting our rights. Now, in the spirit realm, again, distinguish the two. We wage war, but we don't war against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood, we don't war against humans. People around us, in our community, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, people we encounter, that's not our warfare. That God will use that to perfect you. But now if somebody acting up and messing with me on the job, I'm going to go into prayer and pray for them. But I'm going to deal with the spirit behind it. You can shut them spirits down. And see, even though you set that spirit down, they may still be bothering you. Okay, see, that's out of your control. That's where you humble yourself. Because see, something starts working in you then. It's called mega grace. In other words, God says, I'm going to graduate you to another grace.
We have come to the close of part 3 of Mega Grace by My Spirit, says the Lord. Romans 8 and 9 proclaims, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. There is nothing good that dwells in our flesh. All saints are called to come as little children because God wants us to become dependent. Where the kingdom is headed is not by power nor might. It is about the Spirit of Christ. No flesh will receive glory. There is a grace that awaits us that comes through the Spirit of Christ.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.